Alright everyone, Sandman here. This video is brought to you by a donation from Trump Newcomb, and here's what he very briefly has to say. Hello Mr. Sandman, you can choose the topic for this video. Thank you again for your daily red pills. Well Trump Newcomb, thanks for the donation. What I want to cover is a post on goingyourownway.com that I saw a while back called Why I'm Done with Women and Going MGTOW, Part 1, Single Moms and Old Ladies, by someone named Akimbo3. Hopefully there'll be a second part that I can cover as well. I put a link to it in the description, and here's what Akimbo3 has to say, and I quote, "So the road to the MGTOW journey has been a tough one. It started with all the ghosting and hypergamy and critiquing, but I'll get to that another time. I was on Tinder like any other day and I got this match with a single mother. Now I always get bad matches, but this one takes the cake. Now one kid is trouble, but how about three? Come on now." So anyways, she messaged me and said that she swiped on me because she thought I looked good. Then when I asked her how many baby daddy she had, she said two. I then asked her what happened, and she said that her first baby daddy, which she met on an app, gave her two kids. He ended up cheating on her and got another woman pregnant. So I asked her were there any red flags that he was a POS. I'm not sure she even vetted him, lol. And the second baby daddy, which denies that the kid they had is even his. Like, I kind of see how you can screw up one time, but twice. And at 26. Now she's a hefty one and expects some guy to take care of her and her three little monsters. Heck no. My thing is, why do you not know whether or not a guy is a POS like that? What is your dating criteria? Honestly, I unmatched with her. She was just disgusting. Then I had a 31-year-old message me too. Like, go away, old lady. Like, you are way older than me. What is up with you ladies? I'm just sick and tired of it. Why should I, an accountant, have to deal with an old lady or a woman with three children? Like, what the hell? Anyways, this is part one and why I decided to leave women alone, lol. Still, I was naive at this point and didn't believe dating women would be this bad. Well, Akimbo3, thanks for leaving your comments on the forum for me to discuss. As I've been saying, MGTOW men are the ones that can gain access to women, but the quality of those women is going down and down because of the demographic collapse in the West. Most guys in your situation are either left debating if they want to date the crazy single mothers or bargaining for geriatrics. That 26-year-old single mother dating guys and having their brood that you describe as a piece of poop made her tingle, so it didn't matter if they were longer term or not. That's your job, Akimbo. But what happens when the chads impregnate and the men that would normally be prime beta candidates go their own way instead of being there to pick up the tab? I'm guessing you're 26 or 27 years of age. And that single mother was around your age. You think that 31-year-old woman offering herself to you is bad? Around here I'm running into guys marrying single mothers that are 5 to 10 years older than them, and they're tall guys that are over 6 feet and have resources. The women their own age that are left for marriage are usually crazy or abusive. I don't blame you for going your own way. I'll discuss more in just a moment, but let me first tell everyone about today's sponsor, Surviving Fourth Wave Feminism. There's a war in the West being waged by purple-haired ladies with orange man rabies. Let Dr. Be Real tell you about the feminist deal in his two-volume book series called Surviving Fourth Wave Feminism. His books are full of red pill truth bombs and color images discussing the downfall of our society. The left and women are in bed together, and men aren't invited. Don't be a male feminist, get both copies today. It's free with the Kindle app. Amazon's sponsor link is down below. Anyways, now back to the modern dating market where MGTOWs have nothing to feast on except scraps. Good for you, Akimbo3, for jumping out of the gene pool. Some thirsty incel out there is one tiny point higher to getting a date with that woman. Also, under your post, a few people responded. One guy said, "This is why you have to step it up to grannies. If they have kids, they hardly come around. No need for condoms. Most of their baggage is under their eyes. You can get your hooks into them and then threaten to leave them, and they will do nearly anything to keep you around." Yet another guy says, "When you think 31 is an old lady, then a 45-year-old is a granny, and just what you're looking for. The kids have already been kicked out, she's past the wall, and her mind is melting away." This just shows you the level of desperation many men are facing these days. Either they go their own way or go the granny way. The choice between dumpster diving for babes with dentures or single mothers with stretch-out vulvas and cooch critters. What self-respecting man would choose that? I tried dating women in their early to mid-40s once, and I was disgusted. I don't find saggy jowls all that sexy, and their pores tend to open up wide on their face. You can choose to settle with an older woman that knows the younger guys are desperate. So they're increasingly swooping in and robbing the MGTOW cradle. Guys that are thirsty and bargaining that women that are sometimes old enough to be their mothers are the way to go. But even such women have had their egos explode in size recently. They know that if they're old and pleasant to be around, they will get attention from men. It boosts their self-confidence, and I've seen 60 or 70-year-old women glowing with 50-year-old boyfriends. None of that's for me unless maybe she's had plastic surgery. But what happens to all the single mothers that can't find a good beta male to clean up the mess left behind? She'll probably go on welfare or get a government job at some point, and things will turn out fine. I remember growing up kids that had more toys and better lifestyles than me, and they were being raised by single mothers. Akimbo, the fathers will be paying child support, and you would have been added as an extra resource bonus for her. Between yourself and guys paying child support and the government, a single mother can't lose. You also asked me why she didn't include quality control on her baby daddies, and the truth is she did with regards to looks. Everything else doesn't matter because when women make mistakes in life, they still tend to end up on top. When men make mistakes, we're penalized because we have a penis. But imagine if you're a woman and you had a relationship or kid and made a mistake and your life only gets better. You would feel entitled to get even more, so you'd make more mistakes. So when you ghosted her, she might have felt offended momentarily, but then worked through her messages and found the next guy that wants to poke her. Women have too many options these days, and too little consequences for taking the bad ones. There's that old saying that if you want people to make better choices, then you need to restrict their options. Women today have younger guys, bad boys, older men, married men, single men, and just about every imaginable choice. So it's easy for them to make the wrong choice because they tend to feel their way through so many options instead of thinking their way through. But it doesn't matter because the demographic game is rigged. I'm going to have to keep beating that point into everyone's head just how important it is that each generation after the boomers is smaller than the last. Plus, let's not forget that the majority of immigrants in Western countries are men, which also floods the market with cock. Even 400-pound land whales can find Nigerian scammers to marry. I know because I've taken photos at a wedding like that before, shortly after 9/11, to make sure he could get his papers and stay in the country. He scammed a sumo-sized woman into staying in the country. She vouched for him, and after he got his papers, he divorced her and then collected government assistance, and she had to pay for all of that. That was probably the only time I've ever seen a woman lose when getting together with a man, but she was desperate for that hot beef injection as she was in her early 20s. The most ironic thing about her was that diabetes ran through her family even though she couldn't run, but somehow even with that much girth, she managed to avoid it. Her skinny as a stick brother had to stick a needle in his arm each and every single day, while she was still shoveling party-sized pizzas down the length of her arm, with no apparent harm day after day. Her brother also wasn't very lucky. For some reason, he got an infection in his foreskin, and he had to get circumcised as an adult. But I know what you're thinking. It sounds more painful than it really is. You need to realize that without a little home for your extra-sensitive turtle head, I'm guessing that it'll be rough until it eventually rubs up against enough things and becomes a leatherhead, instead of a soft gummy worm. That's gotta be hell on earth. Although until you've experienced the catheter being ripped out of your schwing-schwang, you don't know what pain is. As for guys choosing to go their own way instead of dealing with single mothers and grannies, women once they get older tend to be patient to find the right simp. As more guys become red-pilled or black-pilled, Western countries will keep bringing in foreign men to sleep with and knock up Western women. Or those women will just choose to have kids on their own and stay single. It's not just that the marriage market is a rigged game that's not worth playing anymore, but it's also that for many men there aren't enough good quality women options to play the game with. Or the women don't actually want to play with you and disqualify you from ever playing in the first place. I think that's about all I got to say on that topic. I'm done dating and so is Akimbo 3. If you want to see the pictures of the single mother and the 31-year-old granny, the pictures are there at the link I put in the description. So you can check them out at goingyourownway.com. Someone named Firebird also said this on that forum, and I quote, "Civilization no longer exists. So many people in the West like to think that we're a high, mighty, sophisticated, cultured, and civilized society compared to other parts of the world, like the Middle East and Afghanistan. Yet we don't have any law and order here. We are barbarians. Please explain this, you Western trad cucks. Just because we're living off the resources acquired by our civilized ancestors does not make us civilized. No, that just means our ancestors were civilized instead. And having advanced technology just means we still have people who are intelligent and educated. That alone doesn't make a civilization. Neither does having an infrastructure automatically mean you are civilized. We still lack too many basic requirements for civilization," unquote. I couldn't agree more. I look around at the architecture, and many of it was built by immigrants over 100 years ago. Most of the houses were made of wood and not built to last. If you buy a 60 or 70 year old house today versus a brand new one, they'll both last roughly the same length of time. It's not even the quality and craftsmanship that's deteriorating, but people's imagination and ability to think. They can't string together an interesting sentence using phonetically fun words. All the poetry is disappearing from language, and even the so-called critical thinkers are becoming lazy thinkers. If you want to build a good civilization, you need to travel the world and be inspired by what came before. Yet most people just travel to the beach and sit staring at a blank horizon. Why do you think that guys like Elon Musk have so many fanboys? Because he's willing to try crazy ideas and fail at most of them, and that's rare in the so-called civilized world, where everyone is worried about saving face instead of improving the human condition. You can tell the quality of a civilization based on the ruins they leave behind. Most of the ruins from this day and age will not be preserved all that well. But that's okay because future historians will look back to pre-World War II construction, for example, and see what they were like. But the generation that built those things is not us. We are no longer civilized. We're just living in the shadow of a once great civilization. Anyways, that's it for today. Thanks again to Trump Nuka for the donation, and I hope you enjoyed this topic. Don't forget to smash the like button the way that most women get smashed in every hole without consequences, unless it's by a Nigerian social security scammer. Bang the bell and check out the mystery link. Follow me on BitChute, Twitter, and Facebook to get tomorrow's video today. Subscribe to me on Minds, Odyssey, and MGTOW.TV to get the video for the day after tomorrow. This channel's been demonetized, and if you want to help me keep making content, then please support me through Subscribestar. There's a link to it in the description. Or you can do an hour-long coaching chat with the Sandman for $45, and I won't rush out the door like a cheap whore. Thanks for taking your daily dose of red pills, and remember, a red pill a day keeps the modern men that live in the world's best cities from realizing that all they're doing is living in a museum of what once was a way. So enjoy the rest of your day, and cheers.